This is DW News, and these are our top stories. Germany has joined the growing number of countries with confirmed cases of the Omicron variant after two passengers arriving in Munich from South Africa tested positive. Researchers say Omicron could be more contagious and more resistant to vaccines than other variants. The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen says it has launched airstrikes on military targets in the capital Sana'a. Civilians were warned to keep away from the target sites. The alliance has been fighting against Iran-backed Houthi rebels for the last 6 years. At least two people have died as a fierce storm swept across parts of the United Kingdom. Storm Arwen prompted a rare red weather warning with wind gusts of nearly 160 kilometres an hour. Snow made for treacherous roads in Scotland and northern England. Tens of thousands of homes lost power. This is DW News from Berlin. You'll get more news on our website, dw.com.
There's a new gold rush in the Andes Mountains. Mining companies are trying to tap into huge reserves of lithium, known as white gold.
Argentina wants to attract $5 billion in investment, not only for lithium mining, but also for electromobility programs.
Germany is moving ahead with this technology as well, and will need a lot of lithium to power those electric cars.
Probably closer to 10,000 people here every time.
But the pursuit of white gold can also have serious political consequences.
Lithium brought down Bolivia's government.
But can the lithium be extracted without damaging the local environment? Some experts are skeptical and question the need for large-scale mining projects.
Does a family in Europe really need two e-cars and three computers?
How will the mining of lithium affect the local residents? And what impact will it have on the region's sensitive ecosystem?
It's not about a share of the profits. It's about our future and the future of our children.
This is the large Salar de Uyuni salt flat near the crest of the Andes in southwestern Bolivia. Beneath its crust lies the world's single largest deposit of lithium. Panfilo Huaylas is the mayor of the nearby community of Rio Grande. Huaylas supports lithium mining because he believes that it will generate profits for everyone.
Necesitamos que...
All of the communities near the salt flat and all of Bolivia will benefit from the extraction of lithium here.
About 2,000 people live in Rio Grande. The local economy is doing well, thanks to income from the extraction of sodium borate, or borax. Huaylas hopes that if lithium mining operations expand as planned, there will be even more money for the local residents. There are huge deposits under the crust of the salt flats. A pilot plant for extracting the white gold has already been built. Bolivia's government wants to benefit from the increased demand for lithium as more and more Western countries develop electric vehicles. Bolivian officials want to do more than simply export lithium. They also plan to develop processing plants and battery production facilities, which will create lots of new jobs.
Centuries ago, Bolivian silver was simply sent to Europe. Now we want to use this natural resource to improve our lives.
In 2018, Evo Morales, Bolivia's president at the time, agreed to a joint venture with the German company ACI Systems Alemania. ACIAS promised to help a Bolivian state company extract the lithium. It would also build a processing plant and a factory for making lithium batteries. It seemed to be a win-win situation for both sides. ACIAS predicted a bright future.
We will create 1,000 jobs directly and 10,000 indirect jobs, including those at the battery production facility.
The German auto industry will need huge supplies of lithium as it makes the transition to battery-powered vehicles. So will car makers in other Western countries. And that's good news for Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile, which have huge reserves of white gold. Mayor Huaylas supports the agreement in principle, but only if it benefits the local residents.
The people are entitled to a share of the profits, because lithium extraction will have a huge impact on the people of Rio Grande.
But there's more at stake here than just financial compensation. Local leaders also demand that they have a say in the development of these projects.
Our logistics cooperative can help in the extraction of lithium. And we have the equipment that will be needed for this project, including trucks.
But in 2019, President Morales put the joint venture on hold in the wake of public protests. In Rio Grande, dozens of trucks were purchased in anticipation of coming industrialization.
We used these trucks to dig the basins where raw lithium will be stored. But right now, they're just standing around.
There's hardly any opposition here to the joint venture. Most local residents think the Germans are the right partners for the project, including local politician Teodoro Ali. The opposition comes from other parts of Bolivia, where a lot of people think it's a bad idea.
The Germans can still save the project, but a lot of people were upset about the terms of the agreement. I think the Germans should take part. But in other places, some citizens' committees are opposed, and they've got people riled up.
In 2019, there were widespread demonstrations against the proposed joint venture. And in October, people took to the streets to protest alleged fraud in the recent general election. During this chaos, Morales canceled the agreement with Germany. Since then, lithium mining in Bolivia has been suspended. Even those who live near the salt flats now have their doubts about the joint venture agreement. One of them is Luis Machaca, a member of a citizens' committee.
The Germans wanted to extract our lithium with a 70-year contract. They wanted to be a good partner, but didn't have the financial resources or the technology.
In Bolivia, lithium mining has become a serious political issue. It's still not clear whether a foreign company will be brought in to get the extraction project moving again. In any case, lithium mining consumes huge amounts of water. Mayor Huaylas is worried that the local wells may dry up.
We need to find alternative ways to provide water for lithium production. If they just tap into our reservoir, we'll ruin our children's future.
The mayor says that environmental concerns like this are important as Bolivia decides which foreign company will take part in the project. The Uyuni Salt Flats holds the world's largest reserve of lithium, which will be used in the batteries of the new generation of electric vehicles. Large deposits of lithium are also found in the neighboring countries of Chile and Argentina. This is the so-called lithium triangle, which is home to nearly 60% of the world's supply of white gold. Much of the world's lithium is found in brine reservoirs that lie just below the surface of the desert areas of the Andes region. These include Chile's Atacama Desert. This area is considered the world's driest, with an average annual rainfall of just 15 millimeters. The salt flats are all that's left of saline lakes that developed millions of years ago. Surface water is scarce here, and it is vital for the survival of wildlife like these flamingos. The Chilean company SQM has been mining lithium for 25 years at a facility on the Atacama Salt Flat. SQM is the world's number two producer of lithium. Workers pump brine to the surface from a depth of 40 meters. The brine is then placed in basins where the liquid evaporates over several months, leaving behind lithium slag. This process uses a lot of water. Pipelines run across the desert floor to supply the mining facility. The water comes from wells that tap into the groundwater. Local resident Cristian Torroco is opposed to mining operations here because they're depleting the reservoirs.
This mining operation has been set up on land that belongs to the indigenous peoples. And the company is using up our underground water supply.
Torroco says that some rivers in this region are running low. Others have dried up altogether. He blames this situation on climate change and on water-intensive mining operations. Torroco lives in the village of Tocanal, located on the edge of the salt flat. About 700 people live here. Cristian works as a surveyor and also farms a small plot of land, like his father and grandfather did. Cristian's father says that large-scale lithium mining is mostly responsible for the drop in the local water supply.
A lot of people have moved away because there's not enough water. If you don't have water, you can't grow crops. So a lot of people have left.
This situation has been confirmed by Cristina Dorador, a biologist who has studied the environmental impact of mining operations.
Satellite images taken over the last 20 years indicate that the soil has lost moisture. The ground temperature is rising, and there's been a decrease in the amount of vegetation. These changes are the direct result of the expansion of lithium mining.
This is a serious threat to the area's fragile ecosystem. It affects the microorganisms in the lagoons and the flamingos that consume them.
This is an example of what we call local climate change. As more water and brine is pumped out of the ground, the water level in the lagoons drops. This raises the water temperature, which leads to evaporation. The bottom line is that it accelerates the loss of water from the salt lakes.
We weren't allowed to film at the SQM mine